This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution, people. That's what you want to be. You want the information? You should get informed. I know, you're tired of hearing it from me, but I'll stop saying it as soon as I see you guys stop spewing the misinformation. Yeah, look at, I do it from time to time, too. I get nailed. Somebody will send me something, I get all excited. One of my listeners will send me something that they found, that they uncovered, or whatever. And then you find out, well, it wasn't so much uncovered. You know? Well, I got some bad news for you guys. I mean, seriously, you patriots. I've just been informed, I never knew this before, that the Gadsden flag, well, that may be a sign of a potential terrorist. That's right. The FBI, in a document they wrote, an internal document they wrote, they cite symbols, images, phrases, events, and individuals that agents should look out for when identifying alleged domestic terrorists. When you're on a lookout, the things you want to look for that a domestic terrorist would have in prominent display, the unclassified law enforcement sensitive document says, of note, under the symbol sections is a prominent citation of the Second Amendment. So domestic terrorists apparently cite the Second Amendment a lot. They actually cite one of the rights that they have that our founding fathers gave us. That's what makes them domestic terrorists. Anyway, it explains that the MVEs justify their existence with the Second Amendment due to the mention of a well-regulated militia as well as the right to bear arms. Now, right below that, under the commonly referred historic imagery and quotes section for the Revolutionary War images such as the Gadsden flag and the Betsy Ross flag, each flag displayed in the document comes with a brief description of what it means. Under the common phrases and references section of the elite document, Ashley Babbitt is cited as a person that MVEs consider to be a martyr. No, we consider her to have been murdered by a Capitol policeman. That's what we consider. The same document also refers to Ruby Ridge, Waco, even Timothy McVeigh tying the traditional American ideas and symbols with radical or violent events of the past. Timothy McVeigh was a sick man. Timothy McVeigh actually thought that, you know, by blowing up a building and killing kids, he would wake up America. He would make a difference. He would make a change. Not even close. Seriously, not even close. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know those freedom-loving, constitution-hating, well, actually, they wouldn't be freedom-loving, would they? People. The Nevada Democrats hire a socialist activist who harassed, called GOP Gov candidate a garbage human being. And now, he even accosted a Nevada Republican candidate, Sheriff Lombardo. I mean, this guy's a nut job. The Nevada Democrat Party hired this man, right? Even after Democrat Governor Steve Sisolak condemned his actions in calling Sheriff Joseph Lombardo a garbage human being. The activist is Sean Navarro. He's seen in a March video accosting Trump-backed candidate Lombardo, calling him a real piece of blankety-blank, a Nazi, a garbage human being. Navarro says he's a proud member of the Las Vegas Democrat Socialists, posted the video to socialist media after the incident on the social media. Well, I guess it's socialist media, right? Navarro stood behind his actions in an interview with KSNV News. He said, I 120% do not regret what I said. I said it with my chest. I would say it again. What does that mean? I said it with my chest. I would say it again. I don't regret saying anything. He announced his new position as Coalition and Community Engagement Coordinator for the Nevada Democrat Party on Twitter last week. Well, of course. No, he's perfect for them. Why would anything else be? Right? The Nevada Democrat Party did not respond to requests from media to clarify. Why would you hire this guy? Now, following the March incidents, Sisolak condemned Navarro's actions. He said, it's important when we disagree, we don't forget that we are all Nevadans. Is it Nevadans or Nevadans? I've been told that I've been saying it wrong. Name-calling and vitriol have no place in Nevada. I condemn this rhetoric in the strongest ways. So, okay, what do you do about it, though? Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, a Democrat in Nevada, also responded to the incident. She said, this is unacceptable. If you disagree with someone, hold them accountable to the ballot box. That's where you do it. Now, Sisolak and Lombardo are in a tight race in Nevada governors. The GOP continues their push to flip blue states red in November. Now, you know, I mean, I'm telling you something. I've been saying this forever, and it's now playing out. People are a victim of their last conversation. Really that simple. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance.
insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. You know, I get these moments where I'm trying to write my last thought here before I come back from commercial, and in reading some of the stories that are popping up on my screen, I have to stop and think. During the presidential debates, the issue with Hunter Biden was brought up a dozen times, two dozen, three dozen times, right? And even Donald Trump talked about the laptop. Joe Biden said the laptop was phony, it was a fake, it wasn't real, it was a hoax. More propaganda by the Trump team. Now we find out not only is it not a hoax, but there was a lot of hidden gems in that laptop. Right, the idiot, the druggie left it behind. And there's a lot of good stuff in there. The FBI sat on it. Now, what do you think they would do if that was my laptop with a Russian connection? What do you think they would do? Nothing, right? Nothing. No. They'd sit it on a shelf. No, they would arrest me, put me in jail. Then it would take 3 years to investigate it. No. With Hunter Biden, though, we're not going to say a word. We're not going to do anything about it. Because they hated Donald Trump that much. It's just ridiculous. All these laptops, all these, you know, communications that have gone back and forth by Democrats get a free ride. No big deal, right? But, as Pelosi says, no one but Democrats are above the law. I mean, think of all these things that have been done. They've been caught at nothing. Absolutely nothing has come out of it. And we've seen laptop after laptop of Democrat officials, Democrat assistants, never make it out of the FBI's hold. That organization, and they got some great people in rank and file. I know some of them. But they got great people in the rank and file, and the guys at the top, the politicos, if you would, are blowing it for all of them. Making them all look like fools, making them all look like terrible people, and there's no reason for it. Absolutely none. And these guys, you know, when it comes to the IRS, it's like the letters the FBI. It's like the letters IRS. It instills fear in you. Because you know that once they get involved, it's a criminal investigation. And you know, one thing is, they take, my understanding, from what I've read, what I've seen, they take nothing to court unless they know they're going to win, unless they know they have enough to win with. So you don't want to get entangled with them. But in the past, it was just simply keep your nose clean, don't do anything illegal, and you're not going to have any problems. But we're not seeing that as much anymore. Right? Come on, let's just be honest. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. Look, we were talking a little while ago on how the FBI's list on what to look for in terrorists. A homegrown terrorist, I should say. When you think about it, the people who are in love with the Second Amendment, they could be homegrown terrorists. People who appreciate, love, like, whatever, the Gadsden flag, again, could be a terrorist. People who wrap their arms around the Betsy Ross flag could be a terrorist. But, if you speak out against patriots, if you speak out against people who believe in the Second Amendment, people who believe in the First Amendment, then you're the patriot all of a sudden. See, it's turned around. I mean, from a biblical perspective, I've talked about this before. The Bible talks about when right is wrong and wrong is right. When they get blurred, when they get spun around. What does it mean? What happens? Well, you're seeing it go down now. You're seeing people who think that ripping a baby almost out of a womb at 9 months old is okay. Makes perfect sense. Because a woman should have a right to take that life. Right? I'm just repeating the information they're giving us. So, put your rocks away. Look at Liz Cheney. She thinks that she is a patriot and a half. She's not. Not even close. She's a wrecking ball to the Constitution. She doesn't care about the Constitution. She cares about what she believes to be truth. Really? You know, right now, in reality, Liz Cheney is leading an attack on the presidency itself. You haul in a White House counsel Well, Holloman for questioning via subpoena after he had already talked to the committee voluntarily. These are the smoke screens that they put up. These are the things they try to make it look like, ooh, look what we did. We drug him in. He didn't drag anybody in. He already told you he was coming. And matter of fact, he already came in. He already testified. He left. You give a subpoena to bring him in and ask him the same questions. It all looks like you're forcing these people to show up. It's the smoke and mirrors. It's the deceit. It's the lies that they've been sowing that they are great at. This looks like growing desperation. Right? But and mostly by a woman who understands that her political career is over. For all intents and purposes, I played you the clip last night of people from her community that are going, yeah, no. No, there's no way she's getting my vote. These people will work hard. You know, against her. She's trying to stretch her 15 minutes of fame, obviously. She doesn't care how much damage she does to the White House and the principles of separation of powers. That's one thing that's gone, by the way. It shouldn't be. We shouldn't allow it to be gone. But it's gone. You know, if you would just read, if you would just study, right, you'd find out that our framers saw the importance of having those three different powers. So, you know, three different points of contact, three different checkpoints, if you would. Anyway, little Lizzie's tried to stretch her 15 minutes of fame. She doesn't care how much damage she does to the White House, to the principles of separation, powers. None of it. She doesn't even care how much damage she does to the Constitution. How could any president have candid conversations with his White House counsel at all with people like this around? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Imagine during the break if we tried to do this to Obama. Be back in a little bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The Senate voted 86-11 to pass a bipartisan bill to enact the largest expansion of veteran health care benefits in decades, a week after it fell victim to a technical snafu and a political spat over a separate spending bill. They made such a huge mistake with veterans, said Mr. Schumer. I'm glad they recouped. all's well that ends well. The Deshaun Watson situation remains in a state of flux in Cleveland.
The NFL appealed the six-game suspension that a neutral arbitrator issued to Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson. The NFL said a decision will likely ignite a battle with the players' union and pave the way toward a longer ban for the superstar. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. 732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. I know it's tough. I know it takes a lot to do. And you got to do some, you got to do a little bit of your own research. Look things up. Know what's going on. Well, always appreciate your time. I was talking about Liz Cheney and how Liz did Lizzie. She's just a wrecking ball. She's just trouncing all over the Constitution, but nobody wants to really admit it. You know? You know, she believes that, I was saying this earlier, the White House counsel, people who actually work for the president, who are supposed to be his confidant, if you would, can be brought in and forced to talk about what they talked about. What is that all about? How does that uphold our Constitution? Right? The White House counsel can be dragged before a partisan congressional committee that is hell-bent on doing whatever it can to keep its base happy, torture the president, and by the way, Liz Cheney is just a wrecking ball to the Constitution. She's a liar. She's a flat-out liar. Yeah, you can grab this clip and play it for her. She's been smearing Trump. She's smearing the entire country. She's smearing everybody who voted for Trump. She repeatedly lies about the American First Move, what the America First Movement is all about. And I always love that because they say it's white supremacy to say America first is what's all about. So it's like, you know, I live in a cul-de-sac. So if my neighbor's house is on fire, my house is on fire, and I go help his family first, really? What would I be called if I helped my family first? Would that make me a bad person? It should be America first. We should be number one. We should be taking care of our sick. We should be taking care of the people that are hurting for food and hurting for other things. We should be making sure our kids get educated. We should be taking care of our own with our own tax dollars first. And then when you have more money or more resources, more available to you, then you go help other people. Then you go help other countries. We are the most giving country on the planet. We are the most helpful country. Everybody makes fun of our military, but let me tell you what. When they have major damage due to earthquakes and such across the globe, you know who they look to for help? Us. And somebody on the left a while back made just stupid. Stupid comments like, what do we send a warships there for? What do we send an aircraft carrier for? You know, what are we going to do? We're going to blow them up after they've gone through the earthquake? No, you fool. Aircraft carrier can turn tens of thousands of gallons of water an hour, salt water, into drinking water. They've got hospital beds. They've got ways to cook food. They can generate electricity. I mean, hello, anybody home? Do these people have anything that works mentally? Always to that part, the negative part, always. Right? So, it's just amazing. So, America first to petrify these people. They want us to be more like Europe. They always have been. They'd love the one world government scenario. They'd love the global government type of scenario. And they really think that they're like, they would show up and say to whoever was running it at that point, go, look what we did for you. Look how hard we worked to bring us all together. They wouldn't care about you. When it comes to socialism and communism, it sounds good from one aspect, but when you actually implement it, you all lose. Only the guys at the top win. It's really that easy. The America First movement is not bad. Are there bad people in it? Yes. Just like there's bad people in the Democrat Party, the bad people in the Republican Party, the bad people in the police department, fire department, teachers. Those are far and few between. Let's just be honest about it. Right? Far and few between. Anyway. And you have to be okay with pushing back against those things. You have to be okay with opening your mouth. No kidding. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, seriously. California. Look, I do most of California stories, not just because I'm here, but they're the best. Come on. The craziness that goes on in California, it's the best. And you sit there and scratch your head and say, only in California, but now you've seen it all across the country. Because you wouldn't pay attention. California is proposing a $1.65 billion film tax credit to try to draw production companies back to California. Why would they leave in the first place? Wasn't this a great place? Now, Newsom believes, or thinks, perceives, whatever word you want to use. Governor Newsom pleaded to Hollywood to halt productions in states that have banned abortions. Right? Come back here where we'll tax the crap out of you. We'll hit you with all kinds of employee regulations that are about to stifle your business. Geico is gone or leaving. There are so many companies that are leaving this state and going to Texas. Right? Going to all these states that he says you shouldn't be part of. The governor of California supported legislation that will extend state film and television tax programs. Newsom made the announcement on Wednesday in an act to draw filmmakers away from anti-abortion state. If the bill passes, it will provide a $1.65 billion or $330 million annually in tax credits to film and TV industries. Now, the initial bill will expire in 2025. Now, this one, the initial bill was actually put forward without any kind of abortion mindset to it by a Republican assembly person, a friend of mine. Now, as the other states roll back people's rights, California will continue to protect fundamental freedoms for all. This Newsom actually said this with a straight face. I want you to listen to this. As other states roll back people's rights, you mean like when California was shutting down businesses, shutting down restaurants, forcing people to have masks and or proof of vaccinations. Right? I mean, think about all the things they force you to do. He sees this. This is the sickness of the left, of some on the left. He sees this as freedom. He sees this state as a bastion of freedom. He sees that when you force people, the average Joe, when you force the average Joe to do things, he sees that as freedom. It's demented. There's something short-circuiting between the ears. Anyway, he welcomes businesses that stand up for their employees. Now, what he means by that is here in California, I mean, it gets pretty crazy. You know, if you work, there's a lot of people that work 12-hour days. They work four 10s or four 12s, three 12s, whatever it is. There's all kinds of ways at one point in time to allow people to hire more. Right? I mean, you could conceivably have a workforce of 1.5 times a normal workforce because people were working like 3 12s, 4 10s. And you could put other people in, so it kind of rotated through. You'd have people working, getting work done. It's kind of it's a little confusing, but you could see how it worked out if you just laid it out on paper. And they decided, no, you can't do that. So even if Joe Messina signs up to work 10 hours a day, because I only want to work 4 days a week, I want the other three off. You have to pay me 2 hours of overtime every day. So it's not overtime after 40 hours. It's overtime after 8 hours. And God forbid, I want to work 3 12-hour days. Because I have to have, I get the 8 regular hours. Then I get the 2 hours after the 8 up to 10 of time and a half. And then when I get over 10, it's double time. I'm sorry. So that's what they see. That's what he sees in sticking up for your employees. Just amazing. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You heard the general say it earlier, it's so true, and that is, I've got a microphone. It doesn't give me a whole bunch of power. I mean, I think that goes to some people's heads. I get to influence some people, people who trust me, listen to the show. They may act on some of the stuff I tell them. But the reality behind it is that, again, you need to check it out. You need to check me out. For some of you who have been listening to the show for forever, you know, I've been saying since day one, don't believe everything I tell you. I make mistakes. Check me out. Make sure that what I'm giving, the information I'm giving you is right, it's real, it's good, and then pass that on. In reality, just pass it on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, I was talking earlier about how Governor Nuisance has decided to put a whole bunch of cash aside to try to draw in with tax credits these Hollywood studio types. The ones that really, you know, what I love is that Governor Newsom now, think about this. I mean, this may get a little deep for some of you, but I want you to think about something here. Newsom put out a letter to the Hollywood types. And he says, what he's saying to them in the letter basically is, we share your values. Same as to Hollywood. We share your values. We are your people. This state agrees with you. That's why we're going to extend tax credits. So does that mean that industries that believe in killing kids, industries that, you know, won't protect the unborn, are the ones that we'll give tax dollars to? Isn't that discriminatory in and of itself? So pro-choice, like I heard a couple of, and I got to get more information on it, but I was listening today, and I heard that some of these governors have shot down bills that would help mothers who decide to have their children. Help with their health. Now, they're willing to pay to fly you in from another state, put you up in a hotel, pay your medical bills to kill a human being. Now, I don't care if you are 100% pro-abortion, you find people like me offensive, too bad, deal with it. I want you to explain to me, I mean, what part of my brain do I have to hit with a hammer to have this make sense? You're going to give money, pay money to fly somebody in from another state, have this abortion, pay their hospital bill, pay for the recouping, pay for the hotel, and then fly you back home, and giving money to a young lady who decides to have the baby, who wants some help, that you won't be able to do. Right? Come on, let that sink in. You've got to be one evil person to say, yep, makes perfect sense. In Newsom's letter, he urged production companies to stop doing business in states that wage a cruel assault on essential rights. You mean my right to carry a gun? You mean my right to free speech? My right to say what it is I want to say? Those rights? See, to them, those aren't essential rights, even though they're written down somewhere. Right? But yet those rights that are written down, some of the ones that he agrees with, are the ones that are essential. Just like, you remember, you were deemed essential during COVID. In 2019, Georgia passed legislation to ban abortions after a heartbeat was detected. So Netflix and Disney and Warner Brothers and NBC and AMC and Sony and CBS and Viacom, they threatened to leave the state if the law went through. Well, it went through, and guess what? They still shot in Georgia. Other states, they also started enacting these laws. They also got the same threats, and guess what happened? The production companies didn't leave. Right? I mean, just nuts. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I get a kick. You can't think any other way about this stuff. I get a kick about this. Anyway, yeah, no, I get, what happens is I get too irritated by them. Because if you've got the right product, you've heard me say this for years. If you got the right product, what's the problem? You should have no problem selling this stuff, right? And like I said to you earlier, Geico did close all California office, lay off workers. They're done. Now, California still can, well, they can still get Geico policies, but they got to do it online. Now, I'm not buying anymore. Some people say, well, that's, you know, that's discriminatory because, you know, some people do not use a smartphone. Well, you got a granddaughter, grandson? It's that simple. Let them show you how. Really. The reason for the closure of California massive layoffs, well, they haven't quite said yet. Now, the statement, there was a press release put out. They wouldn't elaborate the changes, but they clarified that Geico was leaving the Golden State. We're not actually leaving. Don't you love this when they do this, right? Well, not really leaving. We don't have any people there because of technology. We don't need employees there. We can sell this anywhere. Now, what I love about this, this is hilarious. What I love about this is what you're saying without saying it is we can't do business in California anymore. We can't afford your crazy HR rules. We can't afford your crazy, the way you want us to pay employees. Right? I mean, seriously. But I love how they kind of, we still write policies in California. You can still get insurance. California Department of Insurance, meanwhile, told the local news source, it's keeping an eye on the situation. What are you afraid of? See, they don't get all that tax money now from the payroll taxes. And then those people, this is why I keep telling you how the economy gets affected so easily. So you get all these people you're going to lay off. Now, they have no jobs. They're not going to buy as much as they were buying. They're going to watch their dollars. Some of them may not be able to buy that house they wanted to buy. They're not going to go food shopping. And because of the whole list, they're not going to buy gas. So this hurts the people around them. The maintenance people that took care of the buildings that these people worked in. Yeah, they're not going to have to take care of them anymore. Right? But California has 130 plus companies, insurance companies in California. There's over 70 of them writing homeowners insurance. So you can look around, you can be competitive. That's what capitalism is about, right? Supply and demand. And Geico, I don't think we have Geico, I'm not sure. Don't think so. But the bottom line was, why does a company like that leave and get rid of their employees? Why do they do that? All right. Before we wrap it up for the hour, leave you on a positive note, okay? Federal officials, they're signaling more interest rate hikes because that'll help with inflation, don't you know? Despite growing recession risk, they don't care. You know, and nothing bothers these people. Nothing shames them. The economy is teetering, going to break a recession. It's in a recession. Can we stop doing this? Now, it's facing an onslaught of more challenges. The Federal Reserve policymakers, they've signaled to continue to hike interest rates as inflation pushes through. Now, you know you're going to have a down. Now, I don't know. I'm no economic expert. Let's just start there, okay? Now, you know that things are taking a downturn. You know that things are going to go into the toilet here shortly. And what do? You make it harder for people. You make it harder for them. How does that happen? How do you get away with that? I mean, seriously. They don't seem to care at all about it. Well, frankly, about anything. Oh, God bless America. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You've got to be part of the solution. Right? And you do that by getting informed. That's why I like to say, listen to the show. I'll give you the data you need. I'll give you the information you need. And do what you want. Do what you want with it. You can flush it. You can believe it. You can make fun of it. You can send me stupid emails. I don't care. Your choice. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Seriously, I appreciate the time you're spending with us. I appreciate the time you spent on the air sending me emails, writing me notes. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.